The news is read this morning by Aidan Fitzsimons.
Gardaí are investigating a shooting at a supermarket in Carlow town yesterday evening, during which a man died and a young girl was injured. The Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, expressed his solidarity with those impacted. He said the incident is something we never want or expect to happen in our communities. Cathy Lee reports.
The incident happened at around 6:15 yesterday evening when it appears a man fired a number of shots in the Tesco supermarket at the Fairgreen shopping centre. The man was fatally injured during the incident and his gunshot wounds appear self-inflicted. Gardaí have identified the deceased man as a white Irish male. A girl sustained minor injuries in the incident. She was attended to by ambulance personnel at the scene and went home with family members. Gardaí said it is unclear at this time as to how the girl's injuries were sustained. The shopping centre was evacuated following the incident and Gardaí sealed off the scene. The cordon remains in place this morning. In statements last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said his thoughts were with the families affected and the local community after what he said was a very serious and traumatic incident. While the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, said the incident is something we never want or expect to happen in our communities.
Authorities in the US state of Colorado say 8 people have received burn injuries, some of them serious, after a man tried to set fire to them using a makeshift flamethrower. The FBI called it a suspected terrorist attack. Police in the city of Boulder say a male suspect has been taken into custody. The attack happened outside a shopping centre near a gathering of demonstrators seeking the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza. In Poland, the National Electoral Commission has published an official result in the country's presidential election after the counting of all votes. It shows a victory for the Conservative candidate Karol Nawrocki, who won 50.9% of the vote, against 49.1% for the centrist candidate Rafał Trzaskowski. From Warsaw, our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan.
From the moment that the first 2 exit polls were released last night, showing a razor-thin majority for the centrist candidate Rafał Trzaskowski, it was clear that the race for Poland's presidency would be decided by only a few 100,000 votes, just as polling data had shown for the past 2 weeks. A later Ipsos poll published late last night then put Conservative candidate Karol Nawrocki in the lead with a similar margin of less than 1 percentage point. And shortly before 5:30 a.m. local time, Poland's National Electoral Commission published the official result. Mr. Nawrocki, a 42-year-old historian, won the election with 50.9% of votes and is set to become the 6th president of the Polish Third Republic. For Mr. Trzaskowski, it was a case of history repeating itself. He lost the previous presidential election in 2020 by a slim margin too. The Nationalist Law and Justice Party, which backed Mr. Nawrocki, will revel in his victory, knowing that a socially conservative president will continue the blocking measures of outgoing president Andrzej Duda. But for Prime Minister Donald Tusk's pro-EU coalition government, the future of its reform agenda on the rule of law and progressive social policy now looks uncertain. Liam Nolan, RT News, Warsaw.
Russian and Ukrainian officials are to meet in the Turkish city of Istanbul today to exchange their plans for how to end the 3-year war. Both countries have opened direct negotiations for the first time since the early weeks of Russia's invasion, but have yet to make significant progress towards an agreement. The talks come a day after Ukraine carried out a mass drone strike across Russian airbases that struck 41 warplanes. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly dry this morning with sunny spells and isolated showers. Rain will develop in the west in the afternoon, spreading eastwards through the evening, turning heavy at times. Unseasonably windy with fresh to strong southerly winds and gales along Atlantic coasts. Highest temperatures of 13 to 18 degrees. There is a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force 8 this afternoon on coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Erishead to Malinhead.